I want to start this morning, though, with the game of the weekend. From our point of view, certainly, that is Kerry versus Armagh, Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The Kerry team mentioned or named last night, and two very interesting names on the subs. Shane Ryan, back as sub goalkeeper after an entire season out so far, and Sean O'Shea is back on the subs bench, named at number 25. Two interesting names there. Jack O'Connor revealed after the win against Kildare last Saturday evening in Newbridge that both players hadn't returned to full training yet. Maybe they did return to full training during the week. Everyone thought that ruled them out for the game. They're not starting, but will they feature? Will they need to feature? I would imagine they certainly will at some stage, given the intensity of the opponents and the ability of the opponents. The All-Ireland champions of 2024, knocked out by Kerry last year in 2025, coming to Killarney, the long trip to Killarney on Saturday afternoon. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail with the word from the Orchard County is Kieran Lynch, who is Armagh TV commentator. Kieran, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
I won't ask you who's injured, not injured. I'm not sure anybody knows. I don't know if we even know who's fully fit or not for this game. But I won't put you the pin in the collar on that one. But what's the week been like in Armagh? Has there been any time to process what happened in Enniskeen and that calamitous last-minute goal that has ye coming to Killarney today?
Yeah, it's some turnaround, isn't it, Jerry? I mean, Armagh, we're probably 1 second away or 2 seconds away from an All-Ireland quarter-final, and then that goal hit them like a sucker punch, and now all of a sudden we have to go down the road to Killarney. So it's a big turnaround and certainly a massive test coming up tomorrow evening now.
How are the fans feeling about it? And what's that battle been like for them to try and get down and get accommodation or travel all the way to Killarney for this do-or-die match?
Yeah, there seems to be plenty who are going to make the trip down, but it's just tricky with the short turnaround, Jerry. You know, I suppose it's a 5-day turnaround because the draw was only made on Monday and then the fixture was only released then later on that day. So it's tight for people to get the turnaround and, I suppose, get things organised to get down the road.
Yeah, and is there anger about that in Armagh? There's been a lot of talk that this system needs to be changed. It's too much of a penalty for losing such a short turnaround, and then if you're away from home, it makes it far worse.
I don't know, Jerry, to be honest. You know, it probably, I said this actually the other day, if you're from any of the other 30 counties who aren't involved, you're probably delighted and looking forward to it. It's a blockbuster clash between two of the top teams. It's probably just ourselves, and I'm sure you down in Kerry as well. We'll be looking at the draw saying it's not the best draw, but for everyone else, they'll get to put the feet up and enjoy it.
Yeah, that is. It's going to be one of those games that just has a feeling about it. It will be one of those titanic battles. What can you tell us, though, Kieran, about, look, how are things? How is the squad going? Look, this team has been on the road for a long time now and has been through some serious battles. Won All-Ireland's. All right, the disappointment of losing last year, but certainly have improved a lot this year until that last minute unlucky goal to give away, shall we call it that. So what shape are the team travelling down in, do you think?
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of new faces, Jerry, or maybe players who are on the periphery or on the subs bench in the last couple of years who sort of emerged and become important players in the team. You know, they've lost Rian O'Neill and Niall Grimley, Stephen Campbell, players of that calibre since winning the All-Ireland 2 years ago, and probably new faces coming through, like Ross McQuillan's really forging a name for himself. Cian McConville, a nephew of Oisín, he's having a brilliant season. Young Gareth Murphy at cornerback. You know, there's been plenty of sort of younger players or maybe lads who, as I said, were on the subs bench in previous years when I really stepped up. Darren McMullen, another player. I thought he had an excellent game against Kerry in the league. So that's just the nature of it, isn't it? You know, these players are going to move on and the young fellas have to come in and step up. And thankfully, they've been doing that so far this year.
Yeah, you had your injury troubles as well. It was a big loss to lose Ben Creeley, wasn't it, from midfield?
Yeah, massive loss. Yeah, we all saw last year, you know, Kerry won the battle around the middle of the field in Croke Park last year. There's no doubt about that. And that was with Armagh having Ben Creeley on the field, so it doesn't help things. You know, with the modern game and with the kickouts, having that sort of presence in midfield is huge. Andrew Merlin actually missed the game against Louth there on Sunday. He's listed to start tomorrow, so hopefully he'll be able to play some part because they're going to need a few big men around the middle to compete.
Yeah, and there's concerns, obviously, over Blaine Hughes as well. Jarley Oak-Burns, he's been a really important player for you this season, in particular.
Yeah, good point. He's a name I didn't mention. Jarley Oak-Burns is having the best season of his career, you know. He's been phenomenal. He's even, I know he's sort of listed at wing back, but he's even coming in around the middle as well. And, you know, big impact on kickouts and driving the team forward. He's getting up and getting scores, and he just seems to be hitting his peak. You know, he was a player who'd probably been in and out of the Armagh team over the last few years, but certainly he's certainly playing his best stuff now this season.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, I'm thinking back to that game in March, the draw, 121 to 24 points towards the end of March in the box at Athletic Park. That was a massive game. That was, for me, the one game, no, I won't say the one game, but certainly it was one of the games of the league season, and it was really played with championship intensity. Is that a signal of what we can expect maybe tomorrow afternoon in Killarney, Kieran?
Yeah, I wouldn't be expecting anything different, Jerry. I think it's gonna be all guns blazing there tomorrow. That was an excellent game. I think Kerry had pulled away pretty early on, and did Armagh pinned in, and then, you know, luckily from Armagh's point of view, they were able to get a bit of momentum going. Sort of pulled it back, and then the second half was just momentum swings back and forth, and probably a draw was a fair result overall that day. And would you be surprised, Jerry, if there's extra time or anything to come tomorrow? You know, it doesn't seem to be outside of 10 minutes in Croke Park last year, there doesn't seem to be a whole pile between the two teams. So
no,
hopefully we're not expecting anything
that's
else
for sure.
How much will that, like, given, all right, the turnaround, tight turnaround, the shock of losing last weekend to Louth and the way you lost, but how much of a do you think a psychological thing will it be for Armagh, the chance to come to Kerry to get revenge for last year's quarterfinal defeat?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, I suppose on Monday morning, Armagh could have got Kerry, Dublin or Meath, and obviously, Jerry, you could have got home advantage even as you have with that. So probably Kerry away out of all the six different possibilities was obviously the toughest one you could have got. But I think there's a part of Kieran Magini that relishes that sort of thing, you know. I think he'll be telling the boys now during the week it's backs to the walls and everything's against us in X, Y and Z. But sometimes maybe that siege mentality isn't a bad thing, you know.
Yeah. And just the enticing prospect of actually winning a game like that in Kerry and stamping Armagh back as contenders again, it all flows into it. Kieran, what have you any idea what sort of crowd will come from Armagh for the game? There are tickets still on sale for the Thursday. It isn't a sellout. The stand is gone. A couple of sections are sold out. But it is a big ask. 440 kilometres and accommodation, height of the summer, very tough. I'm seeing online some of the message boards, Armagh fans, some of them saying they're going to go up and down. Some of them saying they're going to stay in Dublin to break up the journey or come as far as Limerick the night before and all those sort of things.
Yeah, as I said, it has been tough. There's people who would be regular match goers who aren't making the trip down. But in fairness, I've seen then, as you said, there's buses running. I think people are getting picked up at 5 a.m. or something like that, brought down the road for the game, and then
probably returning home at 5 the next morning, probably.
Yeah. So there's people doing stuff like that as well. Some people, as you said, maybe staying outside of Killarney. You know, so it's tough for people that way. It was just the nature of it, and I'm sure, you know, if Kerry had to come up to Armagh as well, it would be the same. It's a long trip for people to make and on such short notice. But hopefully, we'll get enough down to cheer the boys on, and I'm sure there'll be a few of the diehards will be there no matter what, Jerry.
Yeah, you can be sure, that's for sure. Kieran, listen, great interest in it. One of the games of the weekend, I think the game of the weekend for a lot of people. Hopefully we get a classic. And listen, thanks for giving us the view from Armagh and good luck over the weekend.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Best of luck.
There you go, Kieran Lynch there, who commentates for Armagh TV on Gaelic Games, looking at that game this weekend.